Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've been hearing a lot, haven't we, in recent weeks about efforts to try to attract and retain workers to the hospitality sector. One role, though, that has perhaps been a victim to unsociable hours, the uncertainty of the past 2 years, is that of bar manager. And Brian O'Connell has been looking into this for us. So, Brian, firstly, why are places having such trouble getting bar managers?
Well, I think a lot of people would work in bars part-time or during college or maybe get some additional money at weekends. But bar owners have been telling me it's a real struggle to try and get professional bar managers in recent years. There has been a new apprenticeship program announced, which we'll get to, but I wanted to try and understand why it is the role of bar manager is perhaps less popular now. So let's begin with one man who owns several premises. It's Paul Montgomery in Cork. One of the bars he bought is Clancy's, and I chatted to him in the Snug last week about what the bar manager of the past looked like.
I was looking at old pictures of Clancy's here from the 50s and seeing very well-dressed people in three-piece outfits, maybe white coats like a doctor, black tie tucked in, slick, you know, having done their apprenticeship, probably were delighted to get into Clancy's bar back in the 40s, 50s. The modern-day worker wants to travel, they want to move around the world. They don't come into an organisation at 16, 17 as a glass washer and stay forever. I now see, like, we're looking at one of our managers here who's just finishing a BIS degree, and maybe he wants to travel with the summer but wants to come back, and maybe that's the profile of manager we're seeing now. And because they're in their 20s, they're more suitable to working nights and late nights, because a lot of our trade, and the most profitable part of our trade, is a late night industry. We have to have management who are prepared to work until 3, 4 and 5 in the morning.
Do you still have bar managers?
Yes, we do. No, probably more duty managers now than maybe where the general manager role was. The reason I think that both in my industry and in the construction and in whether it is butchery or whatever, you know, I think it's a side effect of the good education system we have. Go back in the 60s and 70s and before that in the 50s, which you talked about, only a small percentage of any child that went to national school ended up in secondary school and very few in college. Nowadays, I would say 90% of people end up going to third level education. So there was a time when you left national school or went into secondary school, maybe until you're intercert, that you said, oh, there's a good job going, or an apprenticeship in a bar or in a... you know, in a butcher's shop, or, you know, Giant Aer Lingus. So I think that's part of our education. I see some of our senior staff even now wanting the summer off, and I encourage that. So I think that's the nature of people at the moment.
And then people will sometimes make the argument, well, if you paid a lot more, perhaps you'd retain staff, or perhaps there are a lot more people would go into the trade.
I actually personally think, and a friend of mine said it, that money can be a demotivator, because I think everyone feels they're worth more than what they get. So if you keep raising, and I've heard this throughout the construction industry, if you just keep going in the route that raising wages and hourly rates will solve the problems, it won't. I think the culture of having a good environment to work and giving people different options is far better.
That's interesting now that he was talking about how the employer needs to be more flexible and more in tune with lifestyle changes.
Yeah, I think it's where the traditional bar manager role has changed. I mean, anyone who wants to travel who has bar experience can obviously pick up work quite easily. I actually spoke to some bar owners who told me they were paying some staff who wanted to travel. They were going to give them a retainer for the summer to try and entice them back in September. I mean, that's certainly a new one to me.
Gosh, it's hard to believe. So why then, given all that, is the role of bar manager so hard to fill?
Well, it's become a really demanding role. I mean, traditionally you just had a drinks trade, but now you've drinks, food usually, you've a social media element to it, high-tech booking systems, pretty tight revenue and cost targets, and then the hours, of course, don't quite lend themselves to family life. Now, one man I spoke to who left the industry is John Landy. He's originally from Ennis, but he's living in Kerry. He worked in the industry from the age of 13, and he managed bars here and in the UK, but having stepped away from the industry for a few years, he might now get back into it. He told me about some of his experience as a bar manager.
I started working when I was about 13 in a hotel, started doing bar work, went to CERT, got a diploma in bar and restaurant management, went to England, started managing bars in England when I was 21. From about 21 to the age of 40, I was managing bars and restaurants.
And back then it was really, you had to serve your apprenticeship, didn't you?
Oh, you did, yeah. But, you know, it was really tough back then. It wasn't like it is today. That it was busy, hectic. Bars were a lot busier back then.
It was a career ahead of you then, wasn't it, as a bar manager? Like, that was seen as a good career.
Oh yeah, it was. There's respect given, like, to people, because the people in the industry would know, well, he must be doing something right and he must be good at what he's doing. You wouldn't just walk in off the street and go, oh yeah, I worked in a bar one summer in America when I was on a J1 or something, and they'd just throw you the keys.
In terms of the life itself, unsociable hours, what about paying conditions?
On the plus and minus side, especially if you're running a bar and restaurant, tips and the fact that you're getting fed 5 days a week is a big bonus. And as a lot of the places in London, you would live in, so you would have no rent. Mm-hmm. But then again, you're on call 24/7. It's more like a vocation, to be honest with you. The money wouldn't have been great, but it was the other stuff that, you know, wouldn't be factored into the money aspect that would make it a good job to be in.
So why did you leave?
We had a young child. Childcare was a big issue. You're getting up in the morning with a child, you're going into work for maybe 11 o'clock, you could be there till 11 o'clock. There was no family time.
Now you're considering going back into it. Why?
The person that owns the bar is more into staff welfare now than it would have been, let's say, 8 years ago. Now he wants a work balance life for all his staff. The money has gotten a lot better. He's going to have, like where before I would have been one manager managing the bar, he's going to have three.
So John might go back into the business, and there have been moves afoot in terms of training, Brian, but you spoke to one man with many years experience in the area.
Exactly. I spoke to James McCauley, a lecturer in marketing in the School of Culinary Arts in TU Dublin. He talked about how the role of bar manager has changed.
There's no, if you like, stereotypical bar or bar manager anymore, because it links with all of that now is the whole area of obviously food, as you've alluded to, but you need people who are trained in barista training. You need people who know a lot about wines. For example, Brian, we have 11 training kitchens, two training restaurants and one training bar. More than half the pubs nowadays have a food offering. So it would be remiss of us not to offer that. And it was fostered as, if you like, a very clear career, a bit like, you know, in countries, for example, like France, that have a food ethos, where, you know, food and waiting and indeed chefing is seen as a quite, you know, a sought after skill and trade. That was something that was really cultivated here in the bar trade historically. The difficulty for industry is to attract people and indeed staff retention. Because, if you like, there is burnout among certain staff.
The bar manager of today has to be all singing, all dancing, good on social media, good on food, obviously able to use the increasing amount of technology that's used in terms of bookings and stock management and so on. I mean, it's a pretty full-on role, isn't it?
It is a full-on role, and it's not for the faint at heart. You know, certainly you have to be a people. In some ways, you have to be almost like an actor. Pub, for example, has been referred to. I think it was an American sociologist, Ray Oldenburg, called it the third place. And the first place is your family home, and the second place is work. But this third place, if you like, is this liminal zone between both, where you can, it's almost like the home away from home. If you've a good bar person who can kind of cultivate and make people feel at home, that to me is one of the magical qualities that a bar person should have, you know, because really pubs are like almost the passing parades of life. So that capacity to adapt to the different personalities that come through the door is very important.
You still need the people skills, according to James there, but there have been details of a new degree in recent days, because you need lots more too.
Exactly, a new apprenticeship degree launched. It's going to train students to become fully qualified bar managers. So it's a partnership between the Vintners Federation of Ireland and Griffith College, and it has the support of government. It is a 3-year degree. It's going to see students work, earn and become qualified managers with a range of skills. So they're actually looking for expressions of interest from employers currently, if anyone is interested.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that report. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from the UK's biggest ever lottery winners. That's after this.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.